Okay, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. So we're on page 7, in honor of God, volume 1. The Lord acted with me like a good father whose child tries to deviate from the right path, and he uses all the attentions and all the cares to hold him back so as to make of him his honor, his glory, his crown. So this is what God has done in each of our lives. We've always tried to deviate from God. No matter how young we were, it's always trying to do what we want. And Jesus says, Luisa says, he used all the attentions, all the cares to bring us back. Now, remember with the, you know, the good shepherd, you see a picture of Jesus carrying the lamb. And, you know, we know that when there's a wild lamb, he has to break its leg so it doesn't run away anymore. And that's why he's carrying it. It can't walk. And it can't wander far from God. And that's what God has done in our own lives. He uses, as a good father, all the attentions, all the cares to hold us back from going into hell. And that's what he's done with us. Why? To make of each and every one of us God's honor, God's glory, God's crown. Because he has prepared us to live in the divine will. He has planned for us to live in the divine will. Everything that we've gone through, and we got to thank God for everything we've gone through, has been for our benefit. A lot of people complain, I had to go through this and I had to go through that. And when we get to heaven and we see what suffering was for us and for mankind, how redemptive it was, most people are going to say to God, can I come back to earth just for a few minutes just to suffer? And God will say to each and every one of us, I gave you that opportunity. This is where we have to say fiat to God. I thank you, God. I trust you, God. I believe in you, God, especially when difficulties happen. Volume 1, do not be affected anymore by the insults you receive from your family. All of us have been insulted. All of us have been rejected, misunderstood, abandoned, spit upon, laughed at, ridiculed, because that's what God wants. He wants us to be like him. And what we do is, this is what he says, after you have seen me, Jesus, suffer so much. That's why watching Christ crucified, looking at Christ crucified, especially during Lent, is essential. We see what he went through. But take to heart my only honor, the offenses they give me continuously, the loss of so many souls. We want to honor God. We want to praise God. By the insults that we received from family, from friends, from superiors, from bosses, from no matter whom. Thank you, Jesus. You know, you went through this. I want to go through this for you. Fiat. And he says, take to heart my only honor. Okay. We do this for the love of Jesus. We do this for the love of God. The offenses that they give me continuously, the loss of so many souls. We want everyone to turn back to God, especially in our family and with our friends. Volume 2, 7, 28, 1899. I too delight in playing with souls. But what are these jokes that I make? So now Jesus is correcting me. He says, they are the crosses that I send. If they receive crosses with resignation and they thank me for these crosses, I amuse myself and I play with them, delighting immensely, receiving great honor and glory, letting them make the greatest gains. So the Lord is playing with us and he likes to joke around. But as he says, his jokes are crosses. And you remember what he did with his cross. Remember there's a part of the movie of Mel Gibson. We sent Mel Gibson the book of the 24 Hours of the Passion when he wrote it, when he was getting ready to, you know, film it. And he used a number of things in the movie that only Jesus showed Louisa. One of them was embracing the cross. Another one was turning the cross upside down and putting it on the ground. These are only found in Luisa. So we know he read the 24 Hours of the Passion to get ready for the Passion of the Christ. And great things are there. So, okay. For I play with them, delighting immensely, receiving the great honor, the glory, letting them make the greatest gains. The greatest gains are to be with Christ crucified. That's the greatest gains. You don't look forward to suffering. You say to Jesus, like Luisa, you come down from the cross for a little bit. Let me just take your place just for a moment. Let me just take your place just for a moment. 5, 6, 12, 22, 1903. Lord, teach me. See, this is what the Book of Habit is all about. Teach me what I could do in order to move these humiliations, move the scandals, move the dishonors away from not me, but you, Lord, to give you, Jesus, back all the honors, all the praises, all the adorations. And Jesus said to me, my daughter, around my throne there is a void, and this void must be filled with the glory, listen to this, that creatures owe me. We owe God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that he as our God should rightly deserve. So that the one who sees me, despised by the other souls, and honors me, that's what we do, not only for ourselves but for others, makes honors for me arise again in this void, this emptiness that's around Jesus, this emptiness of praise, of glory, of honor. We want to fill that. That's why when we do our prevenient act, we do everything in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future for every heartbeat, every breath, every thought, every word, every deed of every human being. This is an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God, because it's Jesus's I love yous that we're praying in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. It's the glory of God is happening. What the devil thought he stopped in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, what the devil thought was stopped when Jesus and Mary left the earth, with Luisa and now with the Book of Heaven out, it's an explosion of I love yous to the throne of God. It's going to drive him out. He's been banished from heaven. And when the divine will reigns on earth as it is in heaven, he'll be banished from earth. You have to understand the new era is very close. The more you focus on living in the divine will, the sooner it's going to come, Jesus says. 1906. My daughter, prayer is music to my hearing, especially when the soul is all conformed to my divine will. It's Jesus singing in such a way that nothing can be seen in the whole of her interior but a continuous attitude of whom? Of Jesus, the life of my divine will. With this soul, it is as if another God would come out and play his music for me. It's Jesus singing. It's Jesus playing. It's as if another God was here. That's why he made us in his image and likeness. So there would be like another God, as if another God was in existence. He is living in us. He is reigning in us. Oh, how delightful it is to find the one, Luisa, who matches me and can render me divine honors. Again, always including Our Lady in there. The only the one, Luisa, human, born of original sin, who lives in my divine will can reach such a point, because all other souls, even if they did and prayed much, this is where the saints were, would always give me things and prayers that are human, not divine. Do you see why he loves the divine will? It's Jesus praying in our praying. It's divine. It's not human. Therefore, they won't have the power and attraction over my hearing. The saints, the human, doesn't have the power and the attraction of God. It's a saintly, good, and holy thing that's doing the will of God. But living in the will of God is light years beyond what the saints were given to God. That's the thing that's so astonishing. I love the saints. But when you begin to understand what Jesus did with Luisa, you say, I want nothing else but this. This goes light years beyond the saints. Volume 7, 228, 1906. My daughter, the greatest honor that a soul can give to God is to depend on his most holy divine will in everything. That's fiat. And the creator, in seeing that the creature fulfills her duty of creature towards her God, communicates his grace to that soul. God does this. Finally, he says, finally, there is a soul who's living the way I originally planned for Adam to live. When Adam lost this, Jesus came to earth to redeem us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Jesus. For 2,000 years, we've learned the universal life, the Catholic life. And now Jesus says, now is the time for it to reign on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father. Volume 8, 1225, 1908. The second thing, in order to make me born in and to increase my divine happiness, is that everything the soul contains, both internal and external, everything must be done for Jesus. Every thought, every word, every deed. When you're worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative, you're going to have to spend time in purgatory to be purged of every thought, every word, every deed, if it's not done in the divine will. Why? Because it's worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. But when we do this for God, he says, everything must be done for me. That's the divine will. That's why there's such joy in the little children, the holy divine will. Everything must serve to honor me. Everything must execute my divine orders. See, we're in the army. We're in the army of the divine will. This is a joy. This is a happiness. This is a glory to God. This is Our Lady's triumph. The triumph of her Immaculate Heart. Volume 9, 4:10, 1910. Jesus, give honor to yourself in coming into me. My Queen Mother, the saints, all the angels, I am so very poor. Everything that is yours, put into my heart, not for me, but for the honor of Jesus. Nothing's for us. You're not in the divine will to become a saint. You're in the divine will to give honor and glory to our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Listen to this prayer. My mama, Queen Mary, all the saints, all the angels, I have nothing. I am nothing. Everything is yours. Put into my heart, not for me, but for the glory and honor and praise of Jesus. He's reigning in me. Let's honor him. Everything for Jesus. Everything for the honor and glory of God. And I feel that all of heaven contributes to preparing me. And after Jesus has descended within me, listen to this, I seem to see Jesus all pleased, seeing Jesus honored by his own divine things, not human, not the fallen human nature anymore, but divine. To go back, remember the priest puts a drop of water in the chalice every day saying, may we share in the divinity of Christ. God wants us to be divinized. That's what St. Peter says. Not to be God, but to be like God in his image and likeness. Volume 11, 8:17, 19:12. The one who does not think of herself by thinking only of Jesus expands within my divine immensity and renders me God the honor that's due to God. Do you see what's happening? It's not just to have a devotional life where you say your prayers and get them over with. It's to live this life as Adam did, walking and talking with God in the cool of the evening, focused on God Almighty. Volume 11, 3:8, 1914. As a soul who dies in my divine will enters into the heavenly fatherland, not only shall the heaven's gate open, but the entire heaven shall bow to welcome that soul into the celestial dwelling to honor the working of my divine will in that soul. It's God that's there. We have gotten out of the way. Not again, Our human will is worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. It's misery. When we get out of the way to let God dwell in us so we're in his image and likeness, when we enter into heaven, all of heaven will bow. Why? Jesus is coming in that soul. There's nothing of the fallen nature in that soul. That's Our Lady. Who possessed the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? Louisa. And now Jesus is saying to us, when you die, watch what's happened. And that's what happened with St. Honorable de Francia. He died living in the divine will. Now, St. Honorable de Francia did not read 20 through 36. He died living in the divine will. It's just what Jesus says here. What's going to happen with us is going to be something different. If we have read, studied, and put into practice all 36 volumes, because we're going to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. Wait till you see what God's got planned. Volume 11, 10, 29, 1914. Yes. Only these acts, united with my divine will, can stand before God. Because with a perfect being who does not know how to do incomplete acts, as it takes complete and perfect acts to give to God all the honor, all the satisfaction that a God rightly deserves. And only in my divine will shall the soul find these complete and perfect acts. Why? Because Jesus is doing them. Jesus praying my praying. Jesus walking my walking. Jesus dancing my dancing. Jesus is doing them. He takes us at our word. We get out of the way and we let Jesus reign in us. That's how Adam lived. He walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. That's how Jesus lived when he was on earth. That's how Our Lady lived when she was on earth. She said, what did she say to the angel? You're going to be the mother of God. She goes, how can this be? I want to please God, but I don't know man. How can this happen? Jesus, the angel said it with you, the power of the Holy Spirit. She said, fiat mihi, let it be done as you say. Total surrender, total docility, total submission. That's what Louisa learned. And now Jesus is saying to us, I want to give this to you. Do you want to learn it? Do you want to study this? Do you want to put this into practice? Volume 12, 318. One more thing. Let's see. Okay. I lost my train of thought. My ruler slipped. Only my divine will shall the creature find these complete and perfect acts. Okay. Number 12, volume 12, 318, 1917. By fusing herself in me, and fusing is welding. You take two pieces of metal, you weld it. You can never be separated. By fusing yourself with Jesus, this is something that we have to learn. This is what Jesus teaches Louisa. The soul repeats what I, God, did and continues to do in that soul. Jesus breathing my breathing. You take a breath, that's Jesus breathing in your breathing. It seems like you're doing it, but it's Jesus doing it. This is what he says. By fusing herself in me, the soul repeats what I did and continue to do. But what shall be the contentment, listen to this, of these souls who have lived their life in me, embracing together with me all mankind, all reparations. And when they are with me in heaven, they shall continue their life in me as the creature shall think or shall offend me with thoughts, these souls, little children of the Holy Divine Will, shall reverberate in their minds, and they shall continue the reparations that they did on earth. They shall be, together with me, the sentries of honor before the divine throne. As sentries on earth shall offend me, they shall do the opposite acts in heaven by honoring God, glorifying God, worshiping God. That's heaven. We begin our heaven now. They shall guard my throne. They shall have the place of honor. They shall be the ones who shall comprehend the most glorious. Listen to that. Their glory shall be all fused in mine and mine in theirs. You begin to live that now with this great gift of the divine will. It's not after you die. Jesus said, I rose from the dead so people can rise from the dead now. not only after you die for a human body. I want you to rise to abundant life. That's the life of Jesus. That's the life of Mary. That's what God wants. Volume 12:2-19. My daughter, why do you trouble yourself? Why are you worried? Why are you fearful? Why are you anxious? Why are you complaining? Why are you negative? Is it perhaps not my usual way to elect from the dust and from the greatest portents of grace? All the honor is mine. And the weaker, the lowly is the subject, the more I am glorified, the more God is glorified. We are the weakest of the weak. We're at the bottom of the barrel. We're not good. We're not holy. We're not saintly. And yet Jesus has said, I've chosen you. I predestined you to live at this time. Why? Because he says, all the honor is mine. The weaker, the lower the subject is, that's you and me, the more I am glorified. He's using dust. He's using, if you ever made wine, when you're at the bottom of the barrel, it's mush. It doesn't look too good. That's us. We're nobodies. We're nothings. Yet God is saying, I want to use you to prove to the world that it's not you. It's not me. It's God. Volume 12:5-22-19-19. When I see that the creature cannot reach in spite of her goodwill, I, God, draw that soul into my divine will in which the soul finds the virtue of multiplying one single act for as many as she wants and gives me all the glory, all the honor, all the love that the other souls do not give me. As Catholics, we understand this. The priest, the ciborium is filled, and that's not percentages of Jesus. Each host is 100% Jesus, body, blood, soul, and the divinity. And that's what Jesus is saying. Multiplying one single act for as many as you want. I want all mankind to participate in this. I want all of heaven and all of earth to adore God and love God and praise God with the adoration, glory, and praise of Jesus in them. See what's happening? This is why I am, because God's using his name, I am preparing the era of the living in my divine will so that for what they have not done in the past generations, what they shall not do in this era, this is the era that we're entering into. This is why these 40 days and 40 nights were so important. They shall complete the divine love, the divine glory, the divine honor of the whole of creation. And as I, God, give them astonishing and unheard of graces. You haven't seen anything yet. What's coming is unheard of prodigies, Jesus says, that the saints, the angels don't even know about. Who is he chosen to do this? Who's he predestined to do this? Us, the bottom of the barrel. We're nothing. We're nobodies. I am preparing the era of the living in the divine will. The era of my divine will. Listen to this. Complete love, complete glory, complete honor of all of creation, giving them astonishing, unheard of graces. This is glorious. Volume 12:6-4-19-19. So think, rather than of repeating my teachings as much as you can, in order to stud the stars with the heaven of your soul. See, what's happening is, he says, I want within you all that you see on the outside, the stars. Let's just think of this. The stars, the infinity that's out there of the universe. He says, I want that within you. So he says this. So think rather of repeating my teachings as much as you can. Sorry, I read it wrong. In order to stud the stars of heaven in your soul, so that the heavens of your soul may not be inferior to the heaven that shines over your horizon. See, within you, see, this is the divine masterpiece. Within you, God wants for you to have your own universe. Why? Your soul is where God dwells. You're doing this for him, for his glory, for his honor, not for us. He says, I don't want your soul to be inferior to the heaven that shines over your horizon. And each star shall carry the mark of the teaching of your Jesus. Jesus is teaching us how to do this. If this sounds foreign to you, read. Watch what God is going to, he's going to expand your capacity to understand a divine understandings. Why do we have the teachers of the church? We have the teachers of the church so that we can begin to understand from a divine perspective. To begin to think with the mind of Christ. This is why Humani Vitae was so important in 1968. What is human life? And what did mankind do? We said, no, we're not going to listen to this. We're going to do what we want. I'm not going to obey. You know, if we had obeyed Humani Vitae in 1968, we would now be living the divine life. We have to know what human life is about. I will not serve. I will not obey. Who said those words? That's what we echoed in 1968. Now we're paying the price for it. But Jesus says very clearly, this is what he says, how much honor you're going to give back to me that I, God, so rightly deserve. That's what's coming. The kingdom is coming. Volume 13, 10, 21, 21. Eternity like a wheel spins around you so that you may take part in everything. Everything that's out there is for you. Just think about it. When you walk on the beach and you see a something that attracts your attention, and you pick it up and you look at it, that was what God placed before you. That's how limited we are. We find one thing on a beach. Everything that's out there was made for us by God. He says, do you see all the I love yous? Can you participate on all the I love yous? He says, everything is an I love you to you. And that's why he's saying to us, get ready for something wonderful, something magnificent. He says, so that you may take part in everything and nothing may escape you. And this, so that my most holy divine will in you may remain honored and fully glorified. We're supposed to share in divinity. 5:13, 11, 12, 19, 21. In this sanctity, I, God, see my shadows, my images hovering over the whole earth, in the air, in the heavens. And this is why I, God, love and shall love the world, because I am waiting for my divine sanctity to have its echo upon the earth, for my divine rays to come out to the light and to give me, God, complete glory, returning back to me, God, the love, the honor that all of mankind should have given me. It's a new beginning that's coming. It's going to be as if Adam didn't sin. That's why he redeemed us. That's why he now wants to sanctify us. The devil thinks that he destroyed everything. The devil still thinks he can beat God. Talk about madness. What's coming is the kingdom. God's going to receive all the honor, all the glory, all the praise that he, as God, so rightly deserves. Volume 13, 11, 26, 19, 21. In fact, the human family rebelled against my divine will. And by rebelling, it took away from me the purpose of the glory, the purpose of the honor that creation was supposed to give back to God. Therefore, another one, Louisa, from the human family, same human family, by a continuous connection with my divine will. Louisa was born of original sin. Connection with my divine will, by living more with my divine will than with her own life, embracing everything with my holy will, was to rise over everything in order to lay at the foot of my throne all the glory, all the honor, all the love that all the others have not given me. Volume 13, 12, 23, 19, 21. This is why I, Jesus, love so much the Louisa, the one who lives in my divine will. I surround each of Louisa's acts with so much grace, with such dignity and decorum, because I, God, want the honor. I want the glory. I want my divine operating in the soul, in us. It's already happened with Louisa, and now Jesus is offering this to us. Are you willing to say fiat to God? If you do, then you have to continue to read. He's got to tell you how to do this. He's got to teach you how to accomplish this. That's what the Book of Heaven is all about. Volume 13, 1:3, 1922. And just as my love immediately prepared the remedy to save mankind descending from heaven by becoming man's soul, Louisa, this little soul who lives in my divine will, by giving herself back to the beginning, to her original or eternal origin from which she came, even before my humanity was formed, already kissed my adored blood, my wounds. She honored my steps, my works, and formed a worthy cortege to my holy humanity. Even before Jesus was born. That's what he says. There's no time or space in the divine will. Oh, the soul who lives in my divine will, you alone are the purpose for the glory of creation. You alone are the purpose for the decorum, the honor of my works, the fulfillment of my redemption. In you, Louisa, I, God, centralize everything. He didn't say this about St. Francis or St. Philip or St. Thomas or St. George. In you, Louisa Picaretta, I centralize everything. Why? It's a human living the life that Adam lost. Integrity, impassibility, immutability, and immortality. The saints didn't have that. Louisa possesses it. May all the relations be given back to you that Adam lost. And if you out of weakness should fail, I, Jesus, for the decorum and honor of my divine will, I, Jesus, shall make up for you in everything. Therefore, be attentive to me. That's read, 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 read. And give this highest commitment to your Jesus. Volume 13, 1:20, 1922. Listen, my daughter. I, God, want you, Louisa, to leave everything aside. And that's what we're learning from Jesus. We're doing what Jesus told Louisa. I want you to leave everything aside. Why? Your mission is immense. See, the Lord needs us to cooperate with Louisa. He says in Volume 24, the divine will reign as if by magic. And everyone will say, how did the kingdom come here? How did this happen? And Jesus said it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. He says, I want everybody to be with Louisa, but he says, in reality, it's only those who want to. Your mission is immense. It is more than words. It's more than what you're reading. It is the acts that I expect from you. What you learn from these words, Jesus is going to teach you how to live this life. I, God, want you to be in continuous act in my most holy divine will, like Jesus lived, like Mary lived, like Adam lived before the fall, continuous, never stopping. I want the strolling of your thoughts in my divine will, that strolling over all human intelligences may lay the mantle of my divine will over all created minds, rising up to the throne of the Eternal One. You may offer all human thoughts sealed with the honor and the glory of my most holy divine will. Then lay the mantle of my divine will over all human gazes, over all human words, placing your eyes and your words over every one of their thoughts, every one of their own, and a strolling and sealing them with my most holy divine will. May you rise before the Supreme Majesty once again and offer the homage as if everyone, past, present, and future, had made use of their sight, of their speech, according to my most holy divine will. In the same way, if you work, if you breathe, if your heart palpitates, you may, and your may your strolling be continuous. Your will, listen to this, your way is extremely long. This is forever. To participate in God, to be one with God, is forever. This is your mission. This is my mission, linked to Louisa. It is the whole eternity that you must cover, praising God and loving God and glorifying God and worshiping God in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. If you knew how much you lose with one step of yours, and how you deprive me not of a human honor, but of a divine honor. These are the merits that you should lose fearing, not your rags, not your miseries of your human will. Therefore, more attention in doing your races in my most holy divine will. And we're going to continue our flight forever, one with God. 513, 2, 4, 19, 22. As the souls linked to Louisa, who live in the divine will, enter into my divine will to pray, to love, to operate. The wheel of eternity makes them go around with its interminable circumferences. I think my mouth is going. Okay. And since that wheel, they find everything that can be done and must be done, and everything that should be done but is not done. As they rotate, they cast light, the divine waves into what has been done and must be done, giving divine honor back to their creator in the name of everyone, past, present, and future. And they redo what they have not done, what souls should have done. See, all the glory that belongs to God is going to be redone by the little children of the holy divine will. All the praise, all the glory. Remember Our Lady, the miraculous medal. One hand, rays were coming out. The other hand, there were the rays were not coming out. She says, these are the graces that people receive. These are the graces that people don't receive. We say, I want everything. Why? To give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise in the name of everyone and everything past, present, and future. Again, that's our prevenient act in the morning. It's a new beginning that's coming. Volume 14, 224, 1922. My cross, was there only to fulfill the will of my celestial Father and yours, to fulfill my divine will. One gave honor to the other, and since both of them had the same measure, they blended together. Okay, this is why we wear the cross. If you're a third order Benedictine, you wear the cross of the Benedictine cross. This is part of our life, and as a matter of fact, there's the mystical marriage, and then there's the marriage of the cross. That's what's coming as well. It's a glorious thing. Don't be afraid. You know, he says this. He says, one gave the honor to the other. Christ's cross and our cross give honor to each other. Since both of them have the same measure, they blend it together. So this cross that God has given you, this fiat that you say to your cross, this embracing of the cross that Jesus did, that we do, is necessary to live in the divine will. Don't be afraid. Volume 14, 6, 6, 22. Now, as my divine fiat elevates you into my divine will, your cross becomes larger. And each act you do in my divine will is a nail that your human will receives. As you live in my divine will, yours extends so much as to diffuse you in each soul. For each soul, each one of them, gives me that life that I gave them. And so to render me all the honor, all the glory, and the purpose for which I created the soul. So we're embracing this. Why? To give back all the honor that the souls cannot give or will not give. This is what's coming. Volume 14, 10, 9, 1922. Listen. Okay, for us, it's read. He says to Louisa, listen. But he says to us, read. Listen to what I'm going to tell you. As your human will enters into mine, it empties itself of you and enters, and mine enters. So it's an emptying out of a bottle, if you want to say, and it's filling up with divinity. Jesus says, I want to reign there. I don't want you to be worried, fearful, anxious, complaining, and negative anymore. I want to fill you with peace, joy, and happiness. And as mine acts, you receive the strength of the creative power and remains active in me. And since I am one single point, as I contain everything, embrace everything, and do everything, I, God, see your human will acting in me with my creative power, wanting to give me, triune God, everything and requite me for everyone, past, present, and future. And to my highest contentment, I see it before me from the very first instant in which I issued the whole of creation. So even though this has been how many years since the creation, Jesus says, I saw you, Louisa, in the souls linked to you, Louisa, do this. And I knew it wasn't going to be lost. The kingdom wasn't going to be lost. From the very first instant, I issued the Holy Creation, leaving everyone behind. It came forward ahead of everyone, and as if you, Louisa, were the first one to be created by me, in whom no split of wills exists between you and me, just as I would have wanted Adam, the first man, to be. And it gives me the honor, gives me the glory, gives me the love, as if creation had not gone out of my divine will. What taste, what contentment I, God, feel seeing you, Louisa, and little souls in the divine will linked to you, Louisa. Listen to that. That's astonishing. Volume 14, 11-6-1922. Ah, my daughter, you still do not want to convince yourself. And that's what Jesus says to us. Do you still not believe that I'm speaking to you through Louisa? Jesus says this. You're still not convinced? My daughter, you still do not want to convince yourself that one can take as much light, as much grace, as much variety, as much value, for as much as one knows, reading, studying, and putting this into practice? Surely, there have been saints who have always done my divine will, but they took my divine will as much as they knew. They knew that doing my divine will was the greatest act, that which honored me the most, and that brought satisfaction, and with this intention, they did it. And with this, what they took, because there was no sanctity without my divine will, no good, no sanctity, whether small or great, that can come out without the divine will. So Jesus says, they did the will of God. They took with the little that they knew to possess this. What Jesus is doing now is he's teaching us how to live in the will of God. Volume 15, 1-5-1923. Continuing in my usual state, I could hear my adorable Jesus praying in my interior, saying, my Father, I pray you, Lord, Father, that our divine will be one with the human family of this little daughter, Louisa Picaretta, of our volition. Louisa is a legitimate birth from our divine will. Oh, please, for the honor, decorum of our eternal will, let it be so that nothing may come out of Louisa that is not a birth from our volition, so that Louisa may know nothing but our divine will. In order to obtain this, I, Jesus, offer you, Heavenly Father, all the acts of my holy humanity done in our adorable will. Who prayed for this? Jesus himself. What does Louisa possess? What Jesus just said here. This is not a saintly good or holy thing. It goes beyond that. It's to share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass. Volume 16, 8-13-1923. Now, another simple creature. This is Louisa. Although endowed with many graces and privileges, but still a mere creature. Oh, no, sorry, this is the Blessed Virgin Mary. Another simple creature, although endowed with many graces and privileges, but still a mere creature, Mary, the Virgin, Queen of all, was given the office to bind again, to cement, and to place herself in relations with the will of her Creator in order to repair the first split of that first creature, a woman. The first, a woman. The second. See, it's small W, large W. She was precisely the one, this is Our Lady, who, by binding her human will to our divine will, gave back to us, Triune God, the honor, the decorum, and the subjection, and the rights of creation. So again, nobody can outdo the Blessed Mother. Louisa's now outdoing the Blessed Mother. She's Theotokos, Mother of God. No one can compare us to the Blessed Mother. Volume 16, 8-28-1923. So it is with my graces, my gifts, and especially my divine will that I have placed in you, Louisa, as queen, little queen. And it wants from you, Louisa, the food, the crafting of your pains, of your acts, and everything. It wants that your human will, fully submitted to it, would give it the honors and the cortege and the benefit as this little queen that you are. And everything you do and suffer shall have ready the food to feed your soul, and so you on one side, my divine will on the other, shall expand the boundaries of my supreme will within you, Louisa Picaretta. Who is this Louisa Picaretta? She is astonishing. Get to know her. Get to know her. Get to love her. So we'll end there. We'll be back in 15 minutes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.